All it took was a tap on the screen of my mobile phone to hail an Uber car. It arrived in about 15 minutes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
I'm good.
The most valuable tech startup in the world does not want to be legally defined as a car service alongside taxis and limos.
I don't think most of the statutes ever contemplated their type of product. And so I think they really operate in a gray area in most areas. And so that's what we're trying to help clarify this year.
Uber's mobile app and business model is at the forefront of the ubiquitous sharing economy, one that lawmakers like Senator Jeff Brandis are attempting to regulate and define. He sponsored a regulation bill last year that failed to get through. He's back with a similar bill this year. Brandis says to ease the concerns of consumers, the legislation will place an emphasis on public safety.
The 90% issue in the world of Uber is the issue of insurance, background checks, and vehicle inspections. So that's really what our legislation focuses on, is those three areas.
Background checks and driving records free of DUIs will be required for all potential drivers. The bill would also standardize and increase auto insurance coverage for Uber drivers, but stop short of requiring the same type of insurance and regulations that taxis and limos have. Uber expanded its presence this past summer to cities throughout Florida, including Tallahassee, drawing the ire of cab companies, county commissions, and airports throughout the state. And Roger Chapin, spokesman of the Florida Taxi Cab Association, thinks regulating Uber in a category of its own is damaging to the taxi industry.
When we're buying a commercial liability insurance policy on our vehicle, when we're getting a permit, when we're paying a commercial lane fee, you know, it's unsustainable, that business model. It's actually the worst case scenario.
Chapin refutes Brandis's notion that Uber exists in any gray area. He says the company is blatantly defying state taxi codes.
That's not intellectually honest. I mean, they simply refuse to be regulated, and the taxi cab industry is kind of caught in the middle.
And cities attempting to regulate the ride-hailing service could see their efforts undermined, should the proposal become law. The House version of the bill by Representative Matt Gaetz includes a preemption clause to override local regulations.
I am generally not in favor of the state's increasing approach at preemption and preventing local governments to govern their communities in the way that is most fitting for that community and in line with the expectations of their public.
That's Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum. The City Commission recently introduced an ordinance to regulate ride-sharing services just like any other car service, placing it under the city's taxi administrator. In a statement, Uber spokesman Taylor Bennett says, quote, "Categorizing Uber as a commercial carrier simply aligns us with the existing taxi code, which ignores ride-sharing's innovative business model. For now, Uber drivers like Dorothy will continue to use the service as a valuable point of income."
"Well, no, I'm not doing it full-time. It's the only thing I do."
The move will also affect other ride-sharing services like Lyft, and fans of the ever-growing sharing industry say regulation could also hinder other non-traditional services, like the private home rental app Airbnb, which hotels despise. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nathan Pemberton.